Star 88.3, this is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. There's a program that helps young people have a chance to get somewhere and create a dream for a career that maybe they didn't know about. Sarah Beiswanger is an attorney with the Allen County Bar, and she is going to tell us all about what this is for law students and how that works. Sarah, thank you for your time. Tell me where this idea came from about a scholarship.
Yeah, sure thing. So as you mentioned, I am an attorney. So this is kind of through my participation with the Allen County Bar Foundation,
okay,
which is the nonprofit side of the Allen County Bar Association, which is just the professional association for attorneys in Allen County. Mm-hmm. And a couple years ago, specifically 2020, after George Floyd's death and some racial unrest throughout the country, mm-hmm. some of us were inspired to try to do something to kind of help people. Our first iteration of it, I guess, was to help students who were minorities.
Yes.
So we kind of said, well, let's talk that through. Like, what are we talking about here? So we ended up focusing on students from underrepresented ethnic and racial minorities.
Right.
And we wanted them to have ties to Allen County in some way. So when we looked at the makeup of the current Bar Association, the current group of lawyers in Allen County, mm-hmm. it was overwhelmingly white. And we wanted to try to balance it out to get something more reflective of the actual racial and ethnic makeup of the community, which,
yes.
as you know, is more than just white people. It has brown people. It has Hispanic people, Burmese people, all different kinds of people
yes.
that are making up the community. And we really wanted to make sure that we were kind of reflecting the type of people that we serve. And having a makeup of different races and ethnicities helps inspire confidence in the judicial system, and it kind
yes.
of makes everything run a little bit smoother. So that's where our inspiration came from.
I love that. I think that we're supposed to, in all things, include everyone, be inclusive, diversity and equity and inclusion, helping students, again, like you said, ties to Allen County, because our whole community is not just white. So to make the opportunity available for those in different cultures that maybe haven't had the opportunity or don't get to represent, maybe because of a financial situation. What is it that you're helping them with for the financial side of it? What kind of scholarship are we talking about?
Yeah, so we are helping with, we have up to $2,500 for a law student, and okay. that can help with tuition and fees for the bar exam. Mm-hmm. And then we also have $1,500 earmarked for an undergraduate student who is preparing to take the law school admissions test to get into law school. So we're kind
nice.
Of trying to build a pipeline of people who are all, you know, starting in undergrad all the way up through already into law school and trying to become a lawyer.
Now, is this something that's ongoing or is it just this year? How does that work?
We started it in, I believe our first program year was 2022. So this is our third year.
Nice.
And there's an application cycle. We're generally trying to cement it somewhere in between where it is now, which is February 15th till the end of March. And then we should have everything figured out by the end of the year so they can get that money for the upcoming Perfect. Academic year.
Nice. And I see that scholarships are awarded in May of this year. So if somebody wants to apply, of course, we're going to put everything about your program and the opportunity on my Conversations link, but how are they going to apply?
That is available on the Allen County Bar Foundation's website.
Okay.
It's allencountybar.org. You'll click around at the top and there is a form that the applicants can fill out right there. And then there's a letter of recommendation that we also have people submit.
All right, that sounds good. Sarah, this is such great information. Thank you for what you're doing there and making this possible.
Thank you so much, Melissa. I appreciate your time.
Anything you need to know about this, because I know it's a lot to write down or think about, it's on my Conversations link where you can fill out the application period once again, February 15th through March 31st. Star883.com. Just click on Conversations.